Chris Coleman did a real, real good job subbing for us. Either he's on top of things or you prepped him or a combination of both. But it's good to have you back with us.
Thank you.
I want to talk mainly basketball tonight, Chris, but I know I've been keeping up with Tech Sideline and they've been changing the server, and it all seems to be running smoothly. You've had a bunch of updates on there, and fill us in on not everybody gets TSL Pass, although they should. For TSL Pass subscription, you get all kinds of features on Tech Sideline, mm-hmm. including Chris's recruiting reports. But you've had a few things about some visits, some prospects narrowing their list. Just give us kind of a football overview before we talk basketball recruiting.
I guess right now, Virginia Tech in the near future will hear from two offensive line recruits tomorrow. Actually, Aaron Brown, who's a four-star prospect out of Cincinnati, Ohio, plays for Princeton High School, will announce his decision at 2:30 in the afternoon at his high school, in his high school cafeteria. He's down to Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, Ohio State, Purdue, and Auburn. And
he's already ready to make a choice?
He is ready to make a choice. He actually took all five official visits in consecutive weeks, and he's all set to make a decision. I think he wanted to go ahead and get his decision over with. And Virginia Tech's right there. I think Aaron and his father made an unofficial visit earlier this year, this summer, to Blacksburg, to Virginia Tech, which I think really, really blew him away. Really, they had a great time, a fantastic time. Really put Virginia Tech right in the forefront of his recruitment. I think he had an excellent official visit to Virginia Tech, I guess on the weekend of September 23rd, I believe. And Virginia Tech is certainly right there, and would not be be a surprise if Virginia Tech were to pull him in, which would be a phenomenal get out of state in the state of Ohio, to go in there and steal him from Ohio State and Big Ten country and some of those other schools I mentioned, such as Notre Dame and Auburn as well.
Now, that's let me interrupt you here, Chris, for a minute. That's kind of out of the normal recruiting circles. I mean, Tech is kind of centered on the Mid-Atlantic and the Carolinas and Georgia now. How did they end up? Do they have a regular recruiter in Ohio?
Brian Steinspring is the main recruiter. And in this particular case, and Virginia Tech also has a commitment from Clark Crum, who's another offensive lineman out of Ohio.
That's right. I'd forgotten about him. So they have an Ohio presence already.
They do. And Clark, I believe, they recruit Clark, obviously, and looked at him in the early going and got him pretty early. In terms of Aaron's case, his father, George, did a good job of trying to attract as many schools in the springtime. He invited as many schools as possible to come in and meet with his son and kind of pitch, make their pitch in the May evaluation period. I think Virginia Tech, of course, Brian Steinspring came in and convinced them to take an unofficial visit during the summer, and then, like I said, the unofficial visit really, really blew them away, and really was did a great job, and everything just went great. And then he did make Virginia Tech one of his five official visits, and that's where we're at right now. So it's he will definitely make a decision tomorrow, and he sounds ready to go.
Now, with five schools in there, where would you rate Virginia Tech's target? 50%? Higher than that? Lower than that? You say you wouldn't be surprised, but would you be surprised if he didn't go there, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, with the out-of-state kids, it's kind of one of those deals where it's never really truly surprising if they do, say, end up staying in-state or something like that. So that certainly could happen. I do like Virginia Tech's chances a lot, though. And I would expect Virginia Tech probably to get the commitment just from what I've heard about how the visit went this summer and from how the visit went recently. It sounds like Virginia Tech has done a great job, of course, but until they actually make that verbal commitment, you never know, especially with the out-of-state kids, I'm sure there's a big Ohio State presence and Notre Dame's in there as well. So you never really know, but in terms of – I do like Virginia Tech's chances I think I would give them a pretty good chance to come away with a commitment tomorrow.
Well, that's great. That would be number 10 in this recruiting class. So, and another big get. You say this is a four-star player. So,
right.
That's pretty impressive right there. That tells me a lot about him just on that.
Exactly, and a key position, offensive line, was a key position coming into this year's class. They wanted to take five offensive linemen. And certainly getting one of the best certainly helps. And they already have a good foundation. I mentioned Clark Crum earlier, who's Clark is a very athletic, about 6'7", 280 pounds, plays basketball. He's a very good start with him. And Bo Warren, who's a very, very good recruit out of Centerville High School in the state of Virginia as well. Those two kids are a very good starting point to try to get to five, and obviously you want to get the top players you can possibly get, and Aaron Brown certainly is probably at near or at the top of the coach's list in terms of top targets.
All right, now I also noticed you had another update. Of course, a young man, I got spoiled last week, Chris, because I had my computer literally right in front of me. So as Chris Coleman was talking, I was clicking away, and of course I don't have that. And I looked at it before I left the office to come out here, and I wrote down the young man's name, and I can't find it. Somebody else has narrowed his list to South Carolina and Virginia Tech. Remind my old self of his name and tell us something about this young man.
Well, actually, the update I believe you're thinking of is Lou Iliadis, and he has not actually narrowed his list yet, but Virginia Tech and South Carolina are his top two schools.
Top two, okay, that's, yeah.
He made an official visit to, and Lou is a 6'4", 280-pound offensive lineman, offensive guard slash offensive tackle out of Ocean Township in Oakhurst, New Jersey. And, he actually has liked Virginia Tech for quite a while. He also took an unofficial visit to Virginia Tech. And I do like Virginia Tech's position as well, but he did seem to really enjoy his visit to South Carolina. That was the weekend that South Carolina lost to Alabama. And they lost pretty big, but it sounded like he really enjoyed the players. He enjoyed the coaches. And I think he does like the situation there. So I think South Carolina certainly is a contender. What Virginia Tech has going for them is that he is – So he's going to take his official visit on the weekend of the Miami game, so you know the atmosphere is going to be pumped and everything's going to be ready to go for that. Just the makings of a terrific weekend there. And Notre Dame has come into the mix with him as well. They offered about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He seems interested in taking a visit there, and now Maryland is another school he's talking about maybe making an official visit to. I know Lou does change his list a little bit. Last time I talked to him, he had Penn State as a school that he was thinking about visiting, and earlier in the process, Virginia was up there as well. But Virginia Tech has certainly always been there, kind of at or near the top of his list, and South Carolina has been there as well. So those are two schools I would certainly expect to be finalists. And in terms of one more offensive, sticking with the offensive line here, Alex Sadler, who's a 6'6", 300-pound offensive lineman out of Liberty High School in Bealeton, Virginia, is going to announce his decision on Monday, which is he took three official visits, one to Alabama, one to Notre Dame, and one to Virginia Tech. Alabama was the most recent visit. He was there for the Florida game and had an outstanding visit. And it seems like early on, I think Virginia Tech really felt good about his chances, and right now it certainly seems like Alabama, which is a school that Alex really liked early in the process. He did make an unofficial visit there earlier, and that was one of the schools that he really remarked about, that he really liked the atmosphere. He liked the football aura, I guess, around Alabama. And so it sounds like they could conceivably come away with Alex. I think Alex is going to take this week and think about it and then make a decision, which is probably between Alabama and Virginia Tech, but Coach Tommy Buzzard did not rule out Notre Dame when I spoke to him earlier this week.
Now, this is Liberty Bealeton, which is the home of Brandon Gore, a junior on the current team. Not to be confused with Liberty Bedford, where
right.
Tech already has a commitment from the young man named Robertson. Is that correct?
Yep, Darryl Robertson.
See, I don't forget everything. Some things stay in this old mind, but yeah. I confuse those high schools, but I don't forget him. But now, of course, Liberty Bealeton, yeah, Brandon Gore is a big kid. That's a pretty solid program that produces some good linemen. Now, you keep talking linemen. It's obvious. I remember a couple years ago there were a bunch of receivers in the class.
Mm-hmm.
One of my early years on this beat, it was obvious linebackers were an emphasis. Virginia Tech seems to almost do theme recruiting. They pick out an area of emphasis and go after a bunch at that position and then mm-hmm. fill out accordingly. And it's quite obvious that offensive line is an area of emphasis this year.
I think so, and like I said, they are already off to a good start with Clark Crum. Clark may be a little bit more, I hate to say project, but he's certainly a good athlete and has great size, but he himself acknowledged that he has some room to grow, but certainly a lot of potential there for him. And Bo Warren is certainly an accomplished player at Centerville. You and I talked about him a couple weeks ago, in that he may be the best of the Warren brothers, so he certainly comes from a great, terrific football background, and if he's the best of the bunch, I think Virginia Tech will be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, and I think if he can block like his father, who was one of the great unheralded tight ends of all time, and I think people realize how good Don Warren was, but they don't realize just how good he was, if that makes sense. He had a good reputation, but I always thought he was just an outstanding football player back on those Joe Gibbs Redskins team. So if he inherits that blocking, he'll be fine. And, of course, the offensive line is really, you know, that was a question mark before the season, and I think that's rounded into nice shape for Virginia Tech. I've already written about Will Montgomery. I'm writing about Jimmy Martin from Friday. I talked to Reggie Butler for a story in the next couple of weeks. But you look at the current alignment, Montgomery, senior, Martin, senior, Butler, senior, Murphy, senior. And they've got a pretty good young group behind them, but there's room on the two deep for some new players, and there's definitely going to be some vacancies, let's put it that way. So I can see that they've got something to sell there besides just playing for a national championship contender.
Yeah, absolutely. I think playing time is certainly there to sell for Virginia Tech, and that's got to be an appealing thing also to some of these out-of-state top targets such as Aaron Brown and Lou Iliadis. I guess they look at the roster and they can see that there is opportunity to at least compete for playing time and that it would be in their hands. And as you said, Virginia Tech needs to get some talented offensive linemen. They obviously, this year it has rounded, turned into a good-looking group at this point, and it looks like they have good chemistry about them. But you need to kind of keep reloading, especially since Virginia Tech is obviously starting to get that national prominence going right now, to keep become one of those programs that can just reload and is ready to go on a yearly basis. And I think offensive linemen, that's why they're trying to get they did get five last year, but they're trying to get some more this year. Just kind of add more talent, get a lot of bodies in there, and a lot of talented bodies as well. So definitely look good for the future.
When you think about it, you need 10 every year to go too deep. So right. I mean, it's a position you definitely need a lot of. I mean, you need four defensive backs, but two are safeties, two are corners. You need offensive linemen. You need more of than anything else. And if you're going to be strong, you got to be at least two deep. So. You can never have too many offensive backs, Billy Height says, but Brian Steinspring will tell you, you can doggone sure never have too many offensive linemen. We're finishing up the TechSideline.com recruiting report with Chris Horn. We're going to get back to him in just a minute and talk a little bit of basketball. And Jim Weaver, the athletic director at Virginia Tech, will join us. He'll be followed by his basketball coaches, Seth and Beth Shell. I'm going to do that all night. Seth Greenberg, or is it Beth Greenberg and Seth Duncanberger? You know who I mean. The basketball coaches will be here. Then maybe we'll get a little visit from Bill Raw, and we'll get to Chuck Landon of the Charleston Daily Mail to talk about the Marshall Thundering Herd in the last segment. But we got about 8-10 more minutes with Chris Horn. I appreciate you waiting through the break, Chris. Basketball recruiting for the current year is finished, correct?
I believe that Virginia Tech actually recently got an official visit from Danielle Mack, who's a shooting guard, 6'5 shooting guard out of Statesville, Christian School in Statesville, North Carolina. But I think for now Virginia Tech's finished, but we'll just have to see. You never know what can happen. Danielle, I've heard, also may be pushed back to the 2007 class. So they could be looking at him for 2007. We'll just have to see what happens. But for now, I believe the consensus is that they are indeed finished for this year's class.
Things always change, though. Like you mentioned, these guys never go to bed on recruiting. Who are some of the players that you know for the future that they're interested in?
I guess in terms of the 2007 recruits, I know one recruit that I know that they were interested in, but they had not offered, I don't believe, is Sam Zaglinski, who actually just committed to a 2007 point guard, who just committed to the University of Virginia. Actually, the day I called, I believe Coach Greenberg, or an assistant, was actually at the school the day I called Sam's coach. Before he took an official visit to Virginia, went ahead and committed. So I think he was one of the players, obviously. There are several offers in terms of position, I believe. They're looking for probably a point guard, shooting guard, another. They were able to get some power forward type prospects in last year's class, such as Cheka Diakite, and Terrence Vincent and Hyman Taylor. So they got some big bodies for that class. I think you'll see them kind of in the 2007 class probably try to get maybe a shooting guard, another point guard, perhaps. Nigel Munson's obviously coming in the 2006 class, or another power forward to see if they can come in. So maybe just fill in a little spots, and just maybe also going after some of the top players on their board regardless of position. I think is what you'll see Virginia Tech doing. And Daniel Mack, if he gets moved back to 2007, and Jeff Allen as well, who is committed to 2006, but there are, I believe he may, there is a possibility he may go to 2007 as well. So those could be two guys that you could hear more about in the 2007 class.
Well, I know Coach Greenberg will be with us momentarily, and we'll talk to him a little bit in depth about this. It's a play on words because we're going to talk about depth. He's real excited about the group he brought in last year because it gives him some weapons he didn't have last year. I kind of compare him to a crew chief in NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
And when his engine's hitting on all the cylinders, they look pretty good. But last year, the first thing was off. If he was missing one cylinder, he had trouble adjusting. I think he'll be able to do that. You know, as hard as it is to believe, Jamon Gordon, Xavier Dowdell, and Coleman Collins will be gone year after next.
Right.
They're only halfway through, but, you know, Tech is recruiting a couple years in advance now, so they've got to start thinking about every position. Guards seem to be, his modus operandi seems to be guards and swingmen, and if you get anybody bigger, great. But he's made a good living off those 6'6", 6'7", guys, you know, A.D. Vasallo, Winton Witherspoon,
mm-hmm.
guys along those lines seem to be the player he likes.
And even some of the big guys that we mentioned, that we talked about, Hyman Taylor and Terrence Benson, they're both really athletic guys. Benson's obviously a little smaller, kind of fits the profile that you were talking about, as well as Check, you know, 6'8", about 6'8", 6'7". Terrence has a little bit of weight to gain, and he was about 210 pounds. But very athletic guys, as you mentioned. It seems like Coach Greenberg is targeting some serious athletes. And in this year's class, you look at, in terms of the kids who have already verbally committed for the 2006 class, besides Nigel Munson, who's seems like a pure point guard, 6'1", 170 pounds out of DeMatha Catholic in Hyattsville, Maryland. Besides him, you have Lewis Witcher, as well as Jeff Allen, who I mentioned earlier. Both of those guys are real long guys. Real athletic guys. Lewis Witcher is a really interesting player to me. He's 6'8", 215 pounds. And I had a chance to see him on the AAU circuit. He was playing with Boo Williams' squad, which is so talented. Just the practices, I'm sure, would even help improve his ability in terms of just playing against some of the top players. Just in watching him play, he really looked like he had some natural moves and some natural touch in terms of scoring ability. He's very athletic, and I think he's really going to be a good player. He really maybe needs to add some weight, but of course a lot of kids that are coming out of high school really do. But Lewis is a really intriguing kid because he's got the power forward type size, but he may have the wing forward type game to go along with that. And then Jeff Allen, I also had a chance to see him play at DeMatha when I was there, actually checking out Amadi Diane, who is actually at the University of Virginia right now. But Jeff really caught my eye in terms of a player that he's a slasher. He really gets to the basket. He finishes well around the basket. You always see him around the basket. He's a good rebounder, and he always seems to kind of be kind of a Johnny on the spot type of guy. And really athletic. Unfortunately, he had a knee injury that forced him to miss 9 games last season. But I guess back to my original point is it seems like Coach Greenberg, as you mentioned, getting guards is a priority, and point guards, which I think 2007 you'll see him go after another point guard to back up Nigel Munson. But it seems like bringing in an athlete at wing forward, shooting guard, and even power forward guys who are athletes, just bringing in those guys is certainly a top priority for him.
Refresh my memory, Chris Horn, which needs refreshing often. Hyman Taylor, who is the big kid, the 6'9 kid in the current crop of freshmen, is the one who was a guard and was like 6 foot and grew 9 inches, so he's got some guard skills for
right.
a big man.
Yeah, he was a guard, I believe, early in his career. I believe he was like 6'2 or something like that, maybe as a freshman or a sophomore, and then he just must have skyrocketed, and he's pretty big now. I saw earlier that he was listed at about 6'9", 235 now on Hokie Sports, and he's definitely gotten big. So, and like I said, he's got those guard skills. So he's athletic, and he can bring that to the table too. So, like you said, he's an intriguing player as well because he's got the athleticism and now he's got the size. So it'll be interesting to see how he's able to mix in this upcoming season.
All right, well, Chris, it has been a pleasure, again, having you back on the show. I'm going to let you go. Now, next week there's no game, but we're still going to bring you on for the TechSideline.com recruiting report.
Mm-hmm.
And then Will Stewart's going to join us for just sort of a general discussion on the way the season's gone today. Will actually was in the press box with me last week, so we got to chat some, and we'll catch up with him. But next week we'll get back and focus more on football for a little while, because it sounds like a week from tonight there might be a couple more commitments in the Hokie basket for us to talk about.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I think hopefully I'll bring some good news next Wednesday.
All right, we'll check TechSideline.com and the Richmond Times-Dispatch over the next few days, because I know Chris will have his update as soon as it's ready, and then we'll do a great follow-up for TSL Pass subscribers. Make sure you check that out. And Chris, as always, we appreciate you sharing your time with us.
Thank you for having me, and again, you can hold me to it. I will be there next year.
I've written that down. You will be here next year. We'll send the limo out. We'll send the ESPN 950 limo out for you.
I appreciate that. Look forward to it.
All right, Chris, thanks. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Chris Horn with the always excellent TechSideline.com recruiting report.